The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. I'm happy to be with you this week. And I should probably tell you that I'm speaking to you from a remote part of the south of France, and the internet is not perfect. I think the sound should be okay, but you might find the video choppy at times. And I'd like to thank Sveta and Julie for taking care of the tech side. So in Gil's teachings last week, he put a lot of emphasis on quieting discursive thinking. And my aspiration for this week is to give you some tools for calming, letting go of the self-preoccupation that often is behind discursive thinking. So we have to begin by befriending ourselves. And take a posture that expresses your aspiration for your practice. And settling into the body and offering your body your heartfelt friendliness. This is how it is. We try to assume a posture that is both settled and relaxed and also energetic. So inviting the energy of the earth to come into you through the base of the spine, and moving upwards through the back and exiting the body through the crown of the head. So the invitation is that we take in the earth energy from below and release it above. And now we invite the clear, open energy of the sky to come down through you, from the head, down through the torso, and the legs, and out through the feet, bringing the energy from the sky through you, and returning it to the earth so that the body here in meditation is settled, but also a channel for the flow of energy. Now the invitation is to light a little flame of friendliness, metta, benevolence in your heart, and let it warm and protect you. So breathe into your heart and see if you can connect with a little flame of loving kindness that protects and comforts you. Now, opening the edges of your body, the edges of your heart. See if you can radiate your unconditional friendliness to all beings everywhere. Radiating metta to the front, to the right, to the back, to the left, above, and below. In that context of benevolent awareness radiating outward, the invitation now is to come inside and connect with the breathing. You may want to imagine an oval of the breath. So on the inhale, a wave of breath coming up the back. And then when it reaches the crown of the head, a little pause. And then a wave of breath cascading down the front of the torso. Moving up the back on the in-breath, tasting the stillness for just a moment, and exhaling downward on the out-breath in the front. See if you can experience the breathing as waves, waves rising up and then falling back down again, with the pause at the bottom as well. The invitation is to connect with the flow of the breath. Breathing in, breathing out is constantly changing. Anicca. One continuous flow. And now see if you can stay with the flow of the breath. Feeling how it's constantly changing. feeling the flow of the breath. See if you can sense its inconstancy, always changing. And then, if you can, inhabit that change. Going in, going out. If you haven't already closed the eyes, you can do so now. And let the process of breathing convince you in a peaceful way of the ever-changing nature of our experience. Staying with the flow of the breath. And when you see thoughts arise, take a moment to appreciate how unsubstantial they are. They have no substance. And rather than choosing to follow your thoughts, you can choose instead a quiet mind, a peaceful mind. A mind free of the preoccupations of me, myself, and mine. Just present, open, receptive and available for the experience of breathing, for the experience of being you, of being alive. Your thoughts are not you. And if thoughts should arise, instead of going back to the breath right away, recognize how insubstantial they are, flimsy, fleeting, no substance, just thoughts. And recognize also that believing in our thoughts is a path to bondage, whereas the path to freedom is seeing through their unsubstantial nature. And then the tendency of the mind can naturally want to come to peace, to being settled in one's direct experience, unencumbered by thoughts. And in those moments where the mind is empty of thoughts, see if you can feel and appreciate the peacefulness, the wholesomeness of a quiet mind. A mind that is not fixating on thinking. And abide in the peacefulness of emptiness. And to end this sitting, we open our circle of friendliness to all beings, our care, our benevolence. We offer to all beings. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected. Being safe, may all beings, including ourselves, be contented, at ease. May we all abide in peace. And may all beings everywhere be free. And with this bow, I join my hands and bow to you all to end this meditation. I bow to your practice and your sincerity. Thank you.